awake and scared and trying to be brave too? I touched the place on my cheek where he kissed me. Maybe after being Joan of Arc for the revolution, maybe then I can go back to being a normal girl and fall in love with Oscar? Finally, Mommy and I decide to try and get some rest. As if my room might be safer now than hers, Mommy lies down beside me on my bed. We keep Mundine's transistor radio tuned to the one official station, hoping Pupa will make his announcement. But all they play is a program of organ music that reminds me of High Mass at the cathedral and has the same effect. I drop off to sleep. Later on, I'm awakened by the sound of sirens. "It's nothing," Mommy says soothingly, but her hand on my back is ice cold. I turn in the dark and look toward where I think her face might be. The words for what has been uppermost in my mind all night tumble out. "Mommy, are we going to be okay?" She doesn't say anything for a long time. I wonder if she has fallen asleep, or if she is also beginning to lose her memory of words. Finally, she replies, "Like Chucha says, we're in God's hands now." "Who's Pupo, Mommy?" I ask. The way the men were talking, our lives are not in God's hands, but in Pupo's. "Pupo is the head of the army. He was supposed to announce the liberation. It looks like he failed us." "But won't lots of other people help?" I want to ask. I'm thinking of the policeman who didn't denounce Mr. Washburn when he spotted the guns in the trunk of the car, the thousands of people who, the Otoni has said, will be brave because of the butterflies. But the words are again sinking down to the bottom of my memory.